Missed anything on the show? Download the Christy and Podge podcast at hit.com.au or check out the Hit app.
Hit FM.
The competition to find Australia's next big singing sensation was back on our screens last night. And we had some incredible talent, but one of the standout performances was Stella Perry from Victoria. She pulled off an absolutely huge track by Lady Gaga, Always Remember Us This Way. So when I'm all choked up and I can't find the word, every time we say goodbye, baby, it hurts. But when the sun goes down and the band won't play, I'll always remember us this way. Absolutely huge stuff. And Stella Perry from Victoria joins us this morning. Wow. Big round of applause to you.
Thank you. How are you going?
Oh, well, thank you. How are you feeling after a ripper show last night?
Oh, bloody amazing. I was quite nervous, honestly. I was getting some texts from the family, you know, leading up to the show being aired, and I felt really nervous because I don't remember that much of what happened.
Oh, really? Well, you were absolutely a standout pulling off a Lady Gaga track. What made you pick that song?
I remember when I went to see that movie, my friend took me to see it. I cried all the way through, and that song really got to me. And so I just, I don't know, it just really stayed in my mind. And I thought, God, that'd be, if I could hit those notes, that'd be cool to sing, because we've got sort of similar tones. I always sound weird when I say that. I don't think I sound like Gaga or try to, but we just have a lot of similar, I guess, the power thing. I don't know what it is. There's, you know, comparisons drawn, and I can't disagree, I guess.
But you know, your style did shine through. And how does it feel to know that the legendary Kelly Rowland, you brought her to tears last night?
I'm still in shock about that, Christy. Watching that back, I was like, oh, that's right. I had a vague memory because I remember feeling really sad for her. Like, I wanted to go and just hold her hand, you know what I mean? Because, yeah, I don't like even talking about it. I don't like seeing people, you know. Like, I like moving people with any kind of art. I think that's amazing, and that's almost, well, it's sort of like that's the tick of approval for a singer. That's great. But I think she had a lot going on, and it really triggered some stuff, you know. That was kind of intense.
And you had a standing ovation from the crowd as well, and you had a few tears towards the end. Why was that?
Probably because I'm an emotional little baby sook. I cry all the time these days. But that song always gets to me, and even I remember rehearsing it. I couldn't even make it through to the end, so I was really nervous about singing it because, you know, just going through similar stuff in my life of what that song's talking about and leaving things in the past, I just can't. I find it so hard to come to terms with that, you know what I mean? Mm. I'm just not good at letting go at all. Yeah, it's such a confronting song with those lyrics, and that's why it was all so good. It's good to sing things that you can relate to, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you've struggled to make a break into the music industry, so you've been gigging for, what, about 20 years and you couldn't make that dream a reality. How did you find it in yourself to give it another shot and chase that dream after so many knockbacks?
I think it was having a decent break from it and having a breather and doing it for the right reasons again rather than, you know, chasing the highest paid gig or, you know, any kind of notoriety. It's like, you know what, I actually am doing this because I love it and I forgot about how much I can't live without it. That plus I moved to Geelong maybe 4.5 years ago and I've made the most amazing friends of my life that all are just so encouraging and beautiful and supportive and, you know, would go out of their way to help with anything. So having that amount of support, it's honestly like I've made a new family because my family's actually in Tassie, which they're also like that, but I don't like living there because it's really cold and there's not much going on with music. No offense, Tassie.
Yeah, well, they got four seasons in one day sometimes. But, hey, there's a new twist when it comes to the blind auditions and how they work, where each coach has two blocks to stop another coach from pitching. Do you think it's fair?
Oh, look, I think it's interesting. I don't know, fair. What in life is fair, you know? So it's just going on with that whole theme of life. But I think it shake things up. Definitely did that. Because I did have my heart set on Boy George.
You did you?
I had no doubt in my mind. If I was like, if I could turn one chair, I hope it's Boy George. And then the fact that all four did, I was like, holy crap. And I didn't really, like, I'd heard about the block thing, but I'd forgotten about it in amongst all the energy and the nerves. So I was a little bit devastated, but then I thought to myself, how sad can you be with the response you're getting? You know, like, come on. Come on, Stella, pull it together.
Did you pick Delta then just because she blocked George, who you wanted to go with?
Oh, look, it was just too... How could you let someone waste a block on you and then go, yeah, thanks, Delta, I'm going with Kelly, you know? Like, what a slap in the face.
Well, you could have done it. And who knows, we know that there's a lot of twists throughout the show and, as George put it, hopefully fate brings you two together. Is that what you're banking on?
I'm actually, given that now that I've had the opportunity to actually sit with Delta and have that face-to-face, I'm so actually really happy with her and I feel so settled and grateful. It's one of those things that I think we all do this in life when, you know, you go for something or you go for that partner or that job and you don't get it and you just think, like, God, you'd do anything for it, but then something else lands in your lap and you think, oh, actually, the universe does know better. You know, it's like everything always feels a bit better the way maybe you didn't necessarily plan it, but, you know, I think the universe had other ideas in store for me, so I'm going with it, girl.
So can we expect some big songs from you, from maybe Delta Goodrum on another Lady Gaga track?
Oh, mate, I'll be trying my hardest to belt things out that are without, you know, not within my range, probably. I like to dream big. Let's go for it. So we'll see.
Good stuff. Well, we'll be watching you on The Voice on 9, 7 o'clock weeknight. So, again, tonight, where we're going to be seeing Chris Sebastian, Guy Sebastian's brother, take to the stage.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is that a bit harsh when you've got someone that's family. Got, someone on the judging panel?
Oh, I think it did ruffle some feathers between some of the, I remember a lot of the people's reactions, like, that's not fair. And I'm like, whatever, who cares? Like, I think it's unfair to have opportunities taken away from you just because you happen to be related to someone. That doesn't seem fair to me. So I say good on him. He's got a bloody good voice. He's got a better voice than, you know, most people that probably tried for it. He definitely deserves his spot there, you know what I'm saying? I don't think it's got anything to do with his last name. He's very deserving as a singer and as a person. So I hope he does really well in the competition. No hard feelings from me.
Oh, you're a good sport, aren't you, Stella? Thanks for joining us this morning. And to take us out, we're going to play the last bit of your song where you were tearing up. But a big thank you, Stella, and good luck with The Voice.
Thanks for having me. Thanks to all your viewers, all your listeners. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And the whole world fades, I'll always remember us this way.
Stella Perry from The Voice Australia.
Catch up on anything you may have missed. Download the Christy and Budge podcast at hit.com.au or on the Hit app.
Hit FM.
Hit FM.